How's your family?
Family, really good. We're just navigating summer, like so many other families. It
chaos.
Just feels like
chaos.
Navigating is a good word, maybe challenging, maybe, I don't know.
When you told me what you had going on the last few days, I expected you to come in looking disheveled, a full beard,
yeah,
maybe a little unkept, but you look very
cleaned up a little bit this morning. Yeah. My wife said you don't look great. So
you were on a river?
I took a day. I needed a day with my family. Haven't had one yet this summer. And we went and we floated the Niobrara on some inner tubes, and it was really fun. And we got tipped off to this experience by one of your own, Christy Tacky. They had kind of done this, and we were like, oh, that sounds like something really fun. And we went and did it. It was a blast.
I haven't done that for years, for way too long. We used to do the Apple River in Minnesota.
Totally different experience than Apple River.
Mm-hmm.
But something very family friendly.
Good.
And beautiful.
Did you tie the tubes together?
You tie them together. Yeah. It's just like a big old family tube of fun.
All right. Well, if nothing else.
Get that on your radar.
If nothing else, we gave people a really good idea.
Summer fun.
Speaking of summer fun, the 4th of July is Friday, and you started working on this probably on July 5th of last year.
Pretty close, yeah. This is I'm using the word reboot. This is a little bit of a reboot from last year, the centennial celebrations coupled with the 4th of July. This was a great community event. People loved it.
Is this when we had the drone show last year?
This was part of that.
That was a great night.
It was a great night. Well, remember, that was nights. We actually went back-to-back nights last year. We're not doing that this year.
Okay.
But our community kind of told us that was a really fun thing to have in terms of celebrating the 4th of July. So we kind of picked a little bit of some of the best parts of last year and have kind of pieced it together for this year. And we've got a really great day of festivities and activities. We've really tried to accommodate everybody too.
And you got music at the Meridian as a part of this, but it starts early, like really, really early.
Really early. Mm-hmm. So if you're an early riser, we've got a great yoga instructor that does so much in our community here. Elizabeth Dooley is going to start the day off with sunrise yoga.
Where do you
on
do that?
The Meridian Bridge. So she did this last year on the top deck of the Meridian Bridge.
Ooh.
We will have some mats. So if you're a yogi or you're not a yogi and you're like, I really want to do this, but I don't have a yoga mat, we will have some yoga mats there for use. And Liz is going to walk people up there, and she does this beautiful slow flow. If you're a beginner, that's okay. If you've never done it, that's okay. We had guys and gals there last year, first timers and veterans, and very well received. We're going to do that again, starting off very early in the morning, slow flow yoga on the top deck of the Meridian Bridge.
And then you have a junior ranger program that it looks like it presents itself a couple of times during the day.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to noon, MNRR, Missouri National Recreation River. Our rangers are going to be there with their newly updated, I think it's been on the news a little bit. They've got this new updated mobile ranger station, rebooted, revitalized for 2025. They're going to be down there doing a ranger program. It's free for kids of all ages down in the park, Riverside Park, 9 a.m. to noon.
And then the pool will be open?
Yeah, Star Spangled Banner Swim.
You're turning the water red, white, and blue?
We're gonna go ahead and do that. No, we're gonna keep our water beautiful like it is, but we love to highlight that facility. It's a great way to, you know, those middle pieces of the day are always the tough ones. And so we're giving families an opportunity. If you're looking for something to do, you want to be outside, the lake's not really your jam, we're going to have discounted day rates, we're going to have some games, we're going to have activities, we're going to have some fun little swag gear for those kids to get them out the door. We've got a few little concession specials we're going to be running there. So it's going to be a great day just to get to the pool, enjoy the warm weather with your family, and do it at a little bit of a discounted rate.
And a winner-take-all beanbag tournament.
So the bag tournament, yeah, I got to witness this last year. I'd never seen a cornhole tournament through my own eyes.
Really?
Until last year. I've been watching them for years. I had to watch this thing. I didn't know how it was going to all come together.
You any good?
I'm not. No. Mm. I like to play. Not very good.
Yeah. But some people are,
you know,
sick how good they
are. I mean, I'll throw the bags.
Yeah.
You know, throw it in a hole. I get the concept of the game, but we're going to have a beanbag tournament down there, cornhole tournament, whatever you want to call it. Now, interesting to note, they're also going to be playing a game of Cornzilla. I wasn't aware of this, but they're playing a winner-takes-all Cornzilla. You do not have to be in the tournament to join them for the Cornzilla game. It's a $5 entry fee to play Cornzilla. Sign up for the team tournament from 12 to 1 p.m. in Riverside Park. Then they're going to play this big old bag game of Cornzilla,
okay,
winner-take-all, and then the team tournament will start immediately following Cornzilla.
I love that it's at Riverside Park, and I know that for music at the Meridian, this is a change, but I think people are going to love it. It seems to be a space that's suited more for this, and there's not going to be just the music. There's also a bunch of other stuff going on.
Yeah. There's a park down there. We've got bathrooms. We're going to have inflatables. Food vendors galore. The food and drink offerings this year are going to be fantastic.
Like the sound of that.
Yeah. And then we get past all that, and then we've got the music for the evening, which is really going to be kind of the big component of the show, along with fireworks. So we're very excited to get everybody down in the park to enjoy some of those other kind of auxiliary activities, and then have the concerts really take over that
Crossroad space. Sound?
Crossroad Sound. They are, you know, people can kind of say what they want on their websites, but they say they're America's best party band.
That'll do.
And America's pretty big. So I like that. I like America. I like parties. I like bands. You put it all together, America's best party band. Sign me up.
And then Rachel is opening for them, right?
Rachel D. Lynn, Yankton native. She's coming back. She hasn't been here, I think, 2019. She was maybe here for Riverboat Days. It's been a while. So she's coming back with her full band to kind of make her prodigal son coming home tour here in Yankton happen.
Or daughter.
Or daughter.
Prodigal yeah. daughter. Now, of course, the fireworks at dusk. Dusk is 10. People will always, when do fireworks start? They start at dusk. They start at 10 yeah. every year since 1776. It starts at 10.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. But if you act now, there's much, much more after the fireworks.
Yeah. And you should probably go down today and set up your lawn chair for fireworks. I think there'll be a few people there today.
That seems a little aggressive.
Probably. Well, you know, I've seen it the last couple of years. There'll be somebody down there today laying their blanket out. I get you. Yeah, the fireworks are going to be fantastic. We have the region's best fireworks show, hands down. It's fantastic. But this year, following the fireworks, the First Dakota After Party, we're going to kind of keep the fun going for a little while. Fireworks, we're going to have the big finale. And then immediately following the big finale, stage is going to light up again. The Crossroads Sound is going to make an appearance back on stage. And they're going to hit our audience with about 20 to 30 more minutes of nonstop
cool.
party
Yay,
music.
Yay, that's cool.
Yeah, so it'll really be fun to, you know, sometimes that big finale, that big bang, and then you just feel like, ugh.
And then you just walk to your car.
And you just walk to your car and go home. This year, you can feel like, ugh. Like and then it. You can turn around and party for a little bit.
Let's just stay up all night at Riverside Park.
Well, I'm going to go to bed.
You are?
Yeah.
You're not what you used to be.
I'm right? aging.
Luke, thanks for putting this all together. Thanks for laying it out for us. And anything else on the day? Or
so if anybody has questions about that schedule that we briefly went over here, the best, most applicable place to find that is head to Yankton Parks and Recreation on Facebook. There you will find that entire schedule for the day and other information related to this event taking place on the 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope that I can get on the Niobrara River and float down it just like you did.
Get floating.